So the Gemara says, "Kirchen mikalmus ligos." Now, take this. Estikash. Vochanam mishanu v'firik teil. Gabehai man disoche b'may. That kirchen mikalmus ligos. Because the v'firik is mishtatvin amrinon gabik sustre shilimaylo min amayim loyishonu elo limalis. Avo lish pechoser mishum shamayim nitchim mikirchen chutz la'arba amitz. Al mikirchen mikalmus osa. ויש לאמר דגזוס טרפומים שיסמוכו למוקים של רשוס הרבי מהלכס וגוזרו ככה בקרמלס משל ככה בשוס הרבי אבל בסבינו דלאי לומר בככה בקרמלס לגוזר. So that means that the general rule is that the גרומי נדרב נשבוס is mut. But there are special situations where the חכומי made a special sale. But the general rule is that the גרומי נשבוס is mut. Yes.
Why shouldn't this be
Turkos?
I mean, why is this
Grumma?
What do you mean,
Skulis?
I mean, why is Koko? We have a sugi by
the Mokum Turkos.
The Koko is
Chayim and
Shabbos.
No, I mean, the Russian. The expression used is Keichei, but it doesn't mean Keichei Mamesh, you see. If it's Keichei Mamesh, then it's not Grumma, then it's Vyodai.
Why isn't this the expression.
The Gemara uses that expression keichei, but it's not keichei, it's grome.
No,
because what does it mean? He throws it on the daven, and then it drops down from the daven. So mimele, that's grome. It's not directly. It's keich sheni. That's what it means. Here keichei means keich sheni. It doesn't mean keich rishin. It means keich sheni. So in other words, amuka asoro, that means that the svino has mechitzes yud. It's amuka asoro. In other words, from the bottom of the svino up to the top of the svino, you have tfanis of yud. So it's a rishus ayocht. But it's in gevei asoro. What does it mean it's in gevei asoro? If it's amuka asoro, how is it possible it shouldn't be gevei asoro? The answer is because it's shukua in the mayim. A little bit, if you throw him. So memele, that means from the surface of the water, from the top of the water up to the top of the svino, there is less of yud. But it's amuka yud. So from the bottom of the svino, in other words, this is the surface of the water. And if the svino, let's say, is shakua in the water a little bit, so memele, while from here to here it's ten tvorchim, but from here to here, it's less than 10 tvorchim. So, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Amuka Asoro v'Ngevoya Asoro, Mitalteli Miseicho Liyam, Avoloi Minayam Liseicho. So, Maishne Minayam Liseicho Deloi. Why? Because when he's Mitaltel, he carries over, let's say, a pail of water from the Yam into the Svino. So is in effect mitaltel from the Carmelis into the Rishus Hayochid. So that's the reason as to why you're not allowed to be mitaltel mayim min hayam liseichu. Mayim min hayam liseichu deloi, dikom mitaltel min Carmelis Rishus Hayochid. So why does Rabbi Yehuda matia miteicho liyam? Name kom mitaltel min Rishus Hayochid le Carmelis. The answer is el lavachino. To carry water from the yam, to the svino, so that's impossible. Derech keichei, so that's impossible. Bashein kein to spill out water, that's very possible. It's very practicable. I mean, to spill out water derech keichei. In other words, to spill it on the daven, and then it rests for a second on the daven, and then it spills down. So it's keiach sheni. So it's gone. So elo lavachudo ushmamino keiach mikarmeles ligos ushmamin. Now let's see the Rashi. Amuko hasvino asor liseichot havarish sayoch veingevei asvoso yud min amayim keishim shikoyis b'mayim mechivet masor mitalkel liseichol yam derer difnisel kein Schäferin, kein Forsch Wosel, die Kirche mit Kamelis Ligos, aber loi mir ayam liseicho, der in Taschlich mir ayam liseicho der Achtwanis, schien mir malei wie Yashlich alat, why couldn't he carry, why couldn't he mit Talte in water mir ayam liseicho also der Achkeche? So den Taschen ayam liseicho der Achtwanis, schien mir malei wie Yashlich alat Wanis, jirdel kakoi sasvino, so he won't be able to make use of it. Ulhoche no kat amuka yud. So why does he say amuka so? So Rashi says ulhoche no kat amuka yud din amuka yud. So that means that the svina doesn't have mechitzes yud. So it's not a rishus ayochit. So the svina itself is a karmeles. So he goofy karmeles. Umitalt lehedi afneyam liseicho. So then it's be karmeles li karmeles. So it's all right. Umitalt liseicho. Vein gvoya yud name davke nokat di gvoya yud, because if let's say it's not mishikaz b'mayim, it's not mishikaz b'mayim, and there is from the surface of the water, so from the surface of the water up to the top of the svino, so there is yud. So then, it's also muter to be mitalte. So dig ve'yayud muter litalteil min hayam liseichod mikamelus liseichod. Why dig ve'yayud muter litalte min hayam liseichod mikamelus liseichod hayochid derech mokim tukam mitalteil. Ditzorich lagbiya es yodin lemaylam yud. In other words, if it is gove'yayud, now it's not shekua b'mayim, it is gove'yayud, and he takes. And he draws water, let's say, from the yam. So Mimele, in order to carry over the pail of water, after his, here is the deck of the svina. So in order to carry over the water from the yam into the deck, so he has to pull it above the top of the svina. So in other words, so he has to carry it derech limayu miyut. So it's derech mokim too. Now this is a big chiddush. You see, the first thing that Rashi says is double poshut, because when he says di namuka yudi gufa kamales mitalt lehedi, so that's a double poshut. I mean, you couldn't even have a hava mine to say differently, because if it's not amuka yud, so it's not a rishayok, it's a kamales. But the other din that Rashi mentions, that Rashi is medayik, that if it is goveya yud, it's not shekua b'mayim. So in other words, so then you are allowed to be mitaltil mayim from the yam. Why? Because true that the svino is a rishus ayochid, but you have to, and the yam is a karmeles, but you have to carry the pail of water a little above the yud. It's impossible to bring it over without, if it's goveya yud, without lifting it above the yud. The avia that is above the yud. So mimele, it's me is mitaltel mikarmeles lishus ayochid derech mokim tu. So that is mutal chatchil. That's a very big chiddush. Now we know, let's say, in the general rule is that kol the tikkun rabbonon came the raisi tikkun. So all the rabbonons are based upon the raisi. Now in the raisi, so hameitzim mechonus leplati derech stov, even though he passes through a neutral zone, so that does not negate the Yisea. So Mimele Mitzrasvore, we would say that when one is Meitzi Mikarmeles, just as a Meitzi Mechonus Leplati Derachstov, there is an Yisa Deraise, so Mimele Meitzi Mikarmeles Lirshus Ayochid Derech Mokim Tu, there should be an Yisra Rabbonon. Called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kinder Eisedikin. So we see here a Chiddush. That here, the Chachomim did not apply the concept, the principle of called the Tikkun Rabbonon Kinder Eisedikin. So he says, Veinvoye Yud Name Yud Davke Nokat. Name Davke Nokat. Di Gveya Yud Mutter litalt mayam seicho. Mikamelis lishtayoch edach mokim ptuka mitaltul. Di tzorich lagbiya es yodil emaylam yud. Viafel gavdi bishuz de reise mishuz rabim lishtayoch edach mechai vichai davne. Kamelis miya de rabonon hi viloigoz. All right. Now let's see the tesis. Rabbiude Eimea, Amuka Yud, Vengevea Yud, Mitalkle Misechol Yam, Vim Tema, Heiche Meise Siyaiti mit Rabbiude, Kibn der Rabbonum Tligale. So, what's the Reihe? So, Rabbiude says that. Rabbiude says that. So, because the Tanakame says, Svinoi Mitalkle Loi Misechol Yam, Loi Yam Misechol, period, that's all. So, it's all there. Rabbiude says, Mitaltu Misech Aliyam. So that means the Rabbon Nachelik. So on the contrary, it's a kashe against this din of Kirib Kamas Likos. Vei meri di beholoi plie. Elo ba'amuko yud, vigovei ayud. The Rabbonon savre di mikamles lishus ayochid derech mokin ptur. Osa. Afal gav di oshuy is the Rabbonon. Vi rabiu de shor. In other words, when the Rabbonon say in the Reish of the Braise, Svinoi mitaltelin, loy miseicho liyam, viloy min hayam liseicho, so when he says viloy min hayam liseicho, so the Rabbonon have reference to the case of amuko asoho and goveyayu. So then the Rabbonon say that it's also to be mitaltel, minayam liseicho. It's also, even though he's mitaltel derech mokim ptur, because the Rabbonon hold that just as midraise, so meitzim mechonis leplatia derech stov ischayev, so called the tikkun Rabbonon kinderaise tikkun, so mid Rabbonon meitzi mikarmeles lirishus ayochi derech mokim ptur is also. And Rabbi Yudi is chelik. So the machlekes is in regard to the case of amuka asoron geveyayud, but in regard to the case of yam derechudei. So the rabbanan not chelik. This is what he says. Veimeri di b'hol pligel b'amuka yud geveyayud. The Rabbonon Savim Kamus Lishus Ayochid Ach Mokim Turosa. Avdafel Gav Deshu is the Rabbonon. The Rabbi Yud Eshore, Avol Bamuka Yud Vein Gavei Ayud, Litalto Miteich Aliyam, Derechudei. So it loy plig Yali Rabbonon. Vyoch Yitze Vidisev to this Vino, Shebiyam Gavei Ayud Vamuka Yud, E Mitaltelin Miteich Aliyam, Viloy Meyam Liteicho. So the Rabbonon say, explicitly, that it's Gavei Ayud, it's Amuko Yud, and Gavei Ayud, so you're not allowed to be Mitaltel, you're not allowed to be Mitaltel Minayam Liseicho, even though it's Derech Mokim Ptur, but Derech Mokim Ptur, it's also Sakonin Rabbanan. Reb Yude Imerim Amuko Yud, and Gavei Ayud, Vachakama Reb Yude, Bamuko Yud, and Gavei Ayud, Loi Miboy, the Mutal Taltel, Tultigomu, Hoy Derech Mokim Ptur, Mitaltel, Elo Gambeinu Gavei Ayud, Yishtakonin Litaltel, Kinal Dekechei, Kinfor Shashas. But as far as this din of Tiltal al Dekechei, Kechei, in other words, Kromi Bikamales, so the Rabbonon are not Chilik and Rabbi Yude. Vikosholeri, the Hashtel Rabbi Yude, Shore Tiltal, Derech Mokim Ptur, Birshui is the Rabbonon. Vafil Rabbonon Liplige, Elo Bishene Isa Hanoche Bimokim Ptur. So Mimele Sin Sine Deraise, where there is no hanoch in the Mokim Ptur. So is chayev meis mechonet al pati derech stov. So mid rabbonon by kamales it's osa. Mashen ken if there will be hanoch in the Mokim Ptur, then the rabbonon will be made that it's muta lechatchile. Mikamales lirshus ayochid with a stop for a moment in the Mokim Ptur. ובפר קיצת משתתפין, פורך לזיר אדום הרוסו להחליף, דרך מוקים פטור, מקרמלס לשיס היוחיד, ולזיר הקשי פלוק תרפשים גם לברבונון, דפליגה בו, ומשנה לו, והשתה אותנו ידורכת, לא יקב עושה. In other words, because the price says, דף חס, the price says, ובלבד שלו יחליפו. So, מרשוס הרבים, לשיס היוחיד, דרך מוקים פטור. Even though he makes a stop, so of course he's not chayev, but mid rabbonon, if he's machlif, so if on the whole
he really brings over the chayfetz from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYochid with an intermediary stop and the Mokim too, so then it's Osa. That's in the Rishus HaRabim, the Rishus HaYochid. So there is a machleikis between Rav Dimon, Rav Yechanan, and Zira, Rav Yechanan, as to whether it's Osa lehachliv lechatchile in the Karmelis Rishus HaYochid. So we feel like it's at the start in Paul Zira Doma was a hachliv derach mokim tu mi Karmelis Rishus HaYochid. Ul Zira, so the Gemara has the kashe according to Zira that also lachli derach mokim tu mi Karmelis Rishus HaYochid, just as it is also mit der Rabbonon by Rishus HaYochid by Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid lachli. So it's also according to Zira mi Karmelis Rishus HaYochid lachli. So Lizira Kashi took the Rabshim Gamil Rabbonon, the Pligibor, Shadow, so you give the Tarot. Vashto Tanoy Dochet Luikavose. But we see that there is that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbonon, they hold that it's Mutalachli. It's Mutalach. Vyesh Leimad, Mikol Mokim Hanet Tanoy Dohosom, Kim Dimotaluk Mikavose. Make law. So in other words, so the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon is in regard to the case where there was no stop for a moment in the Mokim Tum. There was no stop. So Rabbi Yehuda is matter even though there was no stop. But according to Rabbonon, if there was no stop, so midraise, let's say by Mishus Rabbi Yochid, he would even be chayev. So mimele. So the Rabbonon say that it's osa without a stop, but and the contribute there is a special kule by Karmelis that even without a stop, so it's muta to be mitalteil mi Karmelis lishus ayochi derech mokim tu, and the Rabbonon achilik on it. Now it's a very strange chidush Aran here, very strange. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Chiddush Aran, Amuk Asor, Chiddush Amuk Lisichot Avor Rishus HaYochid, Vingvei Asor Hayom, Mitalkin Lisichot Yam, Kinderav Vipnesar, For Nisel, Kinforash Vod, Vidavke Bishengvei Asor, Hogvei Asoro, Mimali Behed Yemen Hayam Lisvino. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Uviho, Plik Rabbon Alei, the same thing that Teisa says. Avol Bitilkel Darach Vaniseo, Meidale. Virei Shename Lerabonon, when the Rabbonon say in the Reish of the Braise, Eimi Tautelin, Minayam Liseicho, Bochem Aire Shegvei Asor, Vamuk Asor, Upireish, Eimi Tautelin, Tiltel Gomu, the Lav Derechut, Vira Biude Sova, Darfilu, the Gvei Asor Muta, the Efshe Shal Yagbi, Yodim Mitif Nasino, Vave Avemokim Tur, Mimuale. So, in other words, because Mikamalis, Shayochi, Derech Mokim Tur, is Mutra contrabid. Now he asks a strange kash. Vikashili. Vikabiuda, Rishus Ayochit, Sheilad, Lorokia, Heicha Mishkach Eslo. Vafilu Teima, the Bamut, Rishus Arabin, Goviasor, Rav Dalit. Veam Gimam Bey. Rishus Ayochia, who shite is dead? Ramban shite in the Sugi of Rav Mordche. Han Mila Amud, Lesli Mechitzes. Vavire Mokim Tur. אבל חוצר לסבינו שיש למחיצס אמרין אמבו רשוס היוח ידי לדרוקיה וכמשתיר את הרמבן זל. So he asks a קשה, he asks a קשה, how can Rabbi Yehuda be matter in a סבינו that is עומק עשור וגבי היות, עומק עשור וגבי היות. Now let's say this is the סבינו and it's not שקוע בקרק. So from here to here, it's yud. So Rabbi Yehuda is matir to carry water from the yam into the svino. Why? Because he must pass the lemailam yud. It's impossible to avoid the lemailam yud. So it's muter to be mitalter mikarmeles leshus ayochi derech mokim tu. But how is a derech mokim tu? After all, true that he must raise his hand above. Since here it's Yud, so in other words, when he carries over, so
So he raises the pail of water a little above the yud. So it's a mokim too. But even above the yud, on the deck of the svino, even lemailam yud on the deck of the svino, it's still a rishus hayochid, because rishus hayochid is ilad l'rakia. What will you say? Like the Ramban. The Ramban says, we only say rishus hayochid ilad l'rakia by chotzer, we have caseless mamish. But we don't say it by the avir of the amut. So he says, no, the Ramban only says that the avir of the amut, by the avir of the amut, we don't say Rishus Ayochid Elad Rakia, because it's not shayach to say Gudasik Mechitzte when it's Kuli Otum. Mashenkin, here you have the Svino has real Tvanis. So Memele, so even Limayla Meyud is Rishus Ayochid. Rishus Ayochid. So Memele, it's not Meitzi Mikamales Rishus Ayochid Derech Mokim Ptur, but it's simply Meitzi Mikamales Rishus Ayochid. That's what he says. So then he says, "V'tiretz meiri." The Ramban zalu yomar lebechotza v'chayitz ben. Shemichitzes. I'm just explaining just literally what the Ran is saying, but it's very strange. V'tiretz meiri. The Ramban zalu yomar lebechotza v'chayitz ben. Shemichitzes asuyes la'aviron. Uvehohu damrinu sheilis al rokia. Avmichitzes nisvino in asuyes la'avria chamayim v'nasuyes la'aviron. V'havelei kamut b'shusarab m'gavi asor v'rehudalet shemokim tu v'chinis. So the chidush Ran extends the Ramban's chidush. The Ramban doesn't say that. This is an extension, a very big extension of the Ramban's chiddush. All that the Ramban says is that we do not say Rishus Hayochid El Rakia by omut or by tail, where it's otter. Because Rishus Hayochid El Rakia is based upon gudasik, and we only can say gudasik when you have actual mechitzes. Not din mechitzes, but by omut you only have din mechitzes. You don't have actual mechitzes. But here, this is what the Ramban says. Mashein came by Svino, you have mamish tfanis. So you have actual mechitzes. So he says, so this is an extension of the Ramban shite. That according to the Ramban, that Rishus Hayochid El Rakia doesn't apply to omut. So not only it doesn't apply to omut, it doesn't even apply to mechitzes de Svino either. All right. But the question is, what's the kashe of the Chiddush Aran? Let's naniach, not like the Chiddush Aran, that the aloha of Rishus Hayochid Eilad L'Rokia applies to the tvanis of the Svino too. So that means, now here is the deck, so Ad L'Rokia is a Rishus Hayochid. The avir of the deck of the Svino is a Rishus Hayochid. So only the avir above the deck. But the Avir here is not Rishus Hayochid, that's certainly Mokim Ptur. So Mimele, he is Mitaltel, Rishus Hayochid, even if we assume, not like the Chiddush Aran, and even if we assume that the Avir above the deck is Rishus Hayochid, but the Avir here is not Rishus Hayochid. Now, when he carries over a pail of water from the Yam, so in order to reach the avir of the deck, which is l'mayla miyud, first he must pass the avir l'mayla miyud here. He cannot skip that space of l'mayla miyud. How is it possible? It's impossible. So memele, and they call it Rav Yude. So it's muta to be mitaltel mikamales l'shus ayochid derech mokim tu. So true, this is not a mokim tu, but this is a mokim tu. Now, so he has, in order to come here and then go down, so he must pass this avir is certainly Mokim Ptur. I mean, so it doesn't even make sense, the Chiddush Aran's kashe. I mean, so strange. So apparently from the Chiddush Aran we see a different pshat in Reb Yudeh and Rashi. Rashi says that Reb Yudeh says such a big chiddush, that even though in Rishus Deraisa, Mirshus Arabim, Rishus Hayochid is Mechayev, V'chayev Gavne, Meitz Mechonos L'Platya, Derech Stov, is Chayev, but Mekarmeles Rishus Hayochid, Derech Mokim Ptur, is Pot. So that means this deviates from the general principle of Kol Dei Tikva.
kol die tiken rabbonen kinderreisdik. Die deviates from the general principle. According to Rabbi. Apparently, the Ran, the Chiddush Ran held, no. Kol die tiken rabbonen kinderreisdik. So just as in the case of Yerushus the Reisim, Chit meets Mechonis Leplatia der Stov, we say that the fact that he was mitaltel the chayfetz in the interim, in a neutral zone, that does not negate the ma'isaver in any way. So mimele ligabe kamales too, it should not negate the ma'isaver the rabbonon of meitzim mikamales loshus ayochit. But the reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda is matter to carry. The reason as to why Rabbi Yehuda is matter to carry is because not only does he pass the mokim tour here, but even when he reaches the avir of the deck, then he has to go down. So listen, first he carries it like this. There is vertical motion, and then horizontal motion, and then up to the point when it reaches the avir of the deck, and then again vertical motion. So mimele, the fact that there is that it passes lemailo miyut over here, so that is not materet. That wouldn't be materet because hameitzi mechonis leplatia der stuff. That's a neutral zone. Because that's not part and parcel of the ma'is avere. So, as Reb Chaim says, when one is meitzim yeshus ayochid leshus harabim, so the akira is the ma'is avere, the anoche is the ma'is avere, but the motion that it makes in the yeshus ayochid, let's say, the borderline is here, and then he throws a chayfetz from here, then into the Rishus Arabi. So it might pass in the Rishus Ayochid many, many feet. So that's not my part and parcel of the Maisavere. That's a neutral act. So Mimele, Reb Yehuda is also made that the fact that that when he's mitaltil the water from the Yam into the Svino, so it passes Lemailam Yud here, so that's a neutral zone. That's not an integral part of the Maisavere. So it's some Mele, that does not negate the Maisavere. Just as in the Reise, we say Ameitz Mechonis Leplatia Derach Stov, so is Chayev. But, as we pointed out in the Sugye of Anoch HaSchefet V'Siluk Mechitze, that the Hanoche, the Akira is a process. The Hanoche is also a process. In other words, so Mimele here too, when he carries over a pail of water from the Yam into the Svino, now then he brings it over to the Avir of the deck. Then he starts bringing it down. So the Maisa Hanoche begins when he starts moving it in a vertical direction from the avir of the deck up to the karka of the deck. So that's part and parcel of the process of anoche. So the ma'isa anoche does not take place when the pail of water rests on the karka of the deck. No. The ma'isa anoche starts from the moment with his hand, he starts landing the pail of water. So then the Maisa Hanoche begins. So Mimele, this is not a neutral act, you see. Whatever his mitaltel in the Avir of the Maila Miyut is not an integral part of the Maisa Avere. Because the Maisa Avere here is Meitzi Mikamales Leshus Ayochit. So, what is the Ma'is Avere? The Ma'is Avere consists of the Akire from the Karmeles, and from the Hanoche. From the Hanoche, as Reb Chaim says there, in the Gabi Kom Ramne.
So, and the Hanoche in the Rishis HaYochid. When does the Hanoche begin? The Hanoche begins once the pail of water reaches the avir of the deck and it starts landing, it starts moving it down in a vertical direction, then the Hanoche begins. And when does the Hanoche end? When the pail of water is placed on the karka of the deck. So, but from the moment that it starts moving it, is the Bais Hanoche begins from the moment when it reaches the avir of the deck until it reaches the karka of the deck. So Memeila, that's the reason as to why Reb Yudah says that it's muter if it's omik yud v'gaveya yud. So it is muter to be mitaltel miyam likamles because there is, because the fact that he brings it lemailo miyud here, so that's a neutral state, that's a neutral act, that's not an integral part of the Maisa Avere. But in the course of the Maisa Anoche, of the landing process, just as when a plane lands, so from the time it starts going down until it rests on the karke, so that's part and parcel of the landing process. That's the Anoche of the plane. So here too, when he takes the pail of water and when it reaches the avir of the deck and then he starts moving it vertically, in a vertical direction, so the Anoche begins from that moment on. And so that means, and the Anoche is an integral part of the Maisa Avere, and part of the Anoche process takes place in the Makim Tor. So that's why it's Mutar, according to Rabbi Yud. Mashen Kein, if we are to assume that the Avia of the deck is a Rishus HaYochid, so Memeile, that means that when does he spend time in the Makim Tor? While it passes in the Avia, before it reaches the avir of the deck. So that is not an integral part of the Maisa Avere. So, but only if we say that even the avir of the deck up to Yud, I mean, even the avir of the deck, so it is a Mokim Tor. And so that means that when the Anoche process begins, it's still in Mokim Tor. So in the course of the Maisa Anoche, and the Maisa Anoche less from the moment it starts going down until it rests on the kark of the deck. So Memeila it's Mutar. This is the Pshat in the Chiddush. Alright. Omer Avune, Hane Bitzuse de Mishel. Hane Bitzuse de Mishel. E Mitalpim Bohen, Elo Barbo. ולא ימורון אלו שאין ביפוחס משלי שעה בו אבל יש ביפוחס מגימו להרבו לסלם בו. So, in other words, בצוס הדמישן, so, in other words, according to Rashi, so in other words, let's say, there is a boat, and then it starts to be mishuper, and here too, it starts to be mishuper, and it reaches at the bottom, so it's a thin line. So, emitautulim ben elobarbo. Now let's see the Rashi. Bitzuse svinistanis uktzoris. מלמטו עד תתחילי של סאקים אחרי סאקים שקרן קוויטה אם יטלקלם בסייכון דלאב רישוס היוחד נינו שאים ברור בו נרבו מלמטו לפי חוכי מחיצי מחיצס because here so there is a רכב הבו here on top and here there is a רכב הבו but here so there is no רכב הבו between here and here so ממילא some mele mechitzes. So, and according to Rashi, the svino, the devena svino, is much more than yud. But at the bottom, it narrows down until it becomes the two tfanis join at the bottom. So mele at the bottom, it doesn't have a rechav dalet, but on top it has a rechav dalet. So mele, it's not considered as mechitzes because it's mechitzes luyes. So he says, if the shipua starts two tvochim from the karakas vino, so then it's all right. Why? Let's see the Rashi. Emitalklum b'seichon l'avrish zayochin sheim b'reir b'navo milmato. לפיכוחים מחיצה ומחיצס ולא יאמורון אלא בשקוצה שלהן גובי השולש שאין רוחב דלת למטו בית של יגביע גימול מקרקיוס ואפילו יש ברור ביוד גיבה לא משתרה דיחים דיתחתן אסלב מחיצה נינו אבל יתלויו אסלב לא מבוי you can visualize two situations now these are the funnies of this vino but they start to be mishipua and they join over here. They join over here. So one case is where the whole geva from here up to here is just then. So then it's needless to mention that it's not good because since let's say at this point at three tvochim from the karka asvino, so it begins to be dalet. It begins to be dalet. So that means that it only has a mechitza of seven. So it's not a mechitza. But suppose even if the geva from here to here, let's say, is 13 tvach. So even if we disregard the three bottom tvachim of the deifen asvino, so we will still be left 10 tvachim. 10 tvachim. So then you have a mechitze, but it will be a mechitze tluyo. So memele, it's not a mechitze. Dichiv afilu yesh beror beyud geiva. Lo yimishtere, dichiv mitachtein islav mechitze ninu, hav lechiv mechitze tluyo. But if it is yesh bepoches megim labo, if let's say the shepua starts two tvochim from the karkas, you know, two tvochim, so then it is all right. So then it was Avol Yeish Bipoches Migimul Geva Reichav Dalet Sheachelo Yigbiya Gimul Yechive Dalet. Now here it begins to be Dalet. Here it begins to be Dalet. So from here to here it's already Dalet. So and this is 2.5 Tvachim from the Karka Asvino. So then Avol so V'lo Yamor Shkot. At the height of 2.5 tvachim from the karka asvino, so it's already rochev dalet. Harein ki mishikaki oson eile atkan umchitzisod mechitzisayin mechitzes. So what's the pshat? Now this is what Ravuna says. Now the shipua begins here. The shipua begins here. So it's like this. The shipua begins here. So if it is two tvochim from the karkas vino, so then Rashi says, harein ki mishkaki oso neila atkan umchitzeseya mechitzes. In other words, so which halacha of lovut is Rashi applying? Not the lovut of mechitzes. We discussed it in the sugi of Kaveres. There are two alochas of lovut. There is one alocha of lovut, the lovut of mechitzes, and then there is another alocha of lovut of keares michtedamye. And so Rashi is applying not the alocha of lovut of mechitzes, but the lovut of kol poches mikimu kares michtadamye. So it doesn't apply only to karke; it can apply to a nomut, and it can apply to the karke asvina too. So in other words, in the case where the shipua begins two tvochim from the karke asvina, so mimele we say. That we apply the aloha of lovut of kol poches migimul kares michtadamye. And what's the pshat of kol poches migimul kares michtadamye? We explained it. So many rishonim say that it doesn't mean that it goes down to the karka, but on the contrary, that the karka goes up. So here Rashi is also applying this aloha of lovut of kol poches migimul kares michtadamye. So that means that while the end of the Dayfen is here, the end of the Dayfen is here, so then we say kol poches migimul kares michtadamye as if it goes up. So as if this part of the Dayfen, the Shipua, goes up, and this part of the Dayfen also goes up, and then so from this point, so in other words, so the mechitzes begin from here. So we have to apply the Rashi. That you see, Rashi said, "V'lo yamor elo b'shikotzi shalayin gavei ashleisha shein rochiv dalet limato be'it shalo yidbiya gimul mikaki osi ve'afilu yesh b'ror ve'yud geiva lo mishtere dichim ditachten islam mechitzen inu harei impuyo." So in other words, what Rashi means, lo yimiboye, if the whole height of the deifena asvino from here till here is 10, so of course it's not good because you don't even have mechitzas yud. But even if the height from here to here is 13, 14, 15, but if this is 3 tvochim from the karka asvino, so mimele, that means that the mechitza ends here, so it becomes a mechitza tluyo. So in such a case, Ravune says that im yesh mipoches megimul rechav dalet, so then and if, let's say, the height of the mechitza of the deifen asvino is 13, so mimele, if this is 2.5 tvochim, or 2.75 of a tefach, less than gimel, from the karka asvino, so memeilu we apply the aloha of lovut of karis michtadamye, and the pshat of karis michtadamye, according to Rashi, is that the karka goes up, as if we imagine as if there had been an elevation. So here too, we apply the aloha of lovut of karis michtadamye. So this goes up, and this also goes up. So in other words, so then the end of the Dayfen is from here. So even from here, when you start reckoning from here, you still have 10 tvachim. But suppose the whole height of the Dayfen Asvino would be 10, so then Ravune wouldn't say that yesh b'poches megimul gave a rechev dalet, so memele, so shahareyin ki mishikaki osin ila atkan mechitzei mechitzes. Because if we say it goes up, so you have to start reckoning from here, not from here. So from here, it would only be seven plus. It wouldn't be 10 tvachim. So we have to apply this to the case where the gave up from here to here is 13, let's say. 13 or more. So if the Rechav Dalet begins at the height of 3 tvochim from the end of the mechitze, so then it's a mechitze tluyo. Mashein kein, if it begins at 2.5 tvochim or 2.75 of a tefach from the end of the mechitze, so memelo you apply the aloha of lovut. So we say karas michtadamye. So what does it mean karas michtadamye? We consider as if there is an elevation. So this is imagined to go up. This is imagined to go up, and this is also imagined to go up. So mimele, the mechitza begins here, and from here to here you still have 10. From here to here you have 13, but from here to here you still have 10. So mimele it's a mechitza. That's pshat Rashi. Aval yesh
בפוחס מגימו גבע רכב דלת, שעד שלא יגביע גימו יחיבו דלת, הרי אם כמשקת יוסן אלה, עד כאן הוא מחיצוס המחיצס. But only if from here to here there would be 10. But suppose it's 10 only from here to here, so from here to here there would be 7 plus. So then it wouldn't be מחיצ... Maskif lo vi malinu kone vuvene leslambo. So what does it mean? If you filled it up with canes and sticks and all kinds of things, willows, so uvene arovadako vi malinu admikim rogbon haring shares little tail im yesh misvas rirbon ule mailo yut. Again, so Rashi is referring to a case where the mechitze from here to here is much more than you, because he filled it up with kone nuvene. So in other words, so from here to here he put down willows and canes, reeds, so, and still from here to the top of the deifen hasvino, so he still has you. So maskel Rav Nachman v'lei megudachis mechitze. In other words, even ein bipoches mishleisho abo. So it still should be good by applying the aloche of gudachis. So what does it mean, the aloche of gudachis? The aloche of gudachis. So it means now when the shipua starts here. So here it's not the aloche dalet. Here it's not the aloche dalet. But let's apply the aloche of gudachis. And the deifen goes down up to the karkayam, so then we don't have mechitzas luyes. Milo itani Rabbi Yisip Rabbi Yudei menor atzkona b'shus ramre shitras kodon da kolkav of chayev al ma'amrinu gudachis mechitzte hochanam enei megudachis mechitzte nachi mechitzte. So in other words, so mask that we should say gudachis. Maskel for Rav Yosef, v'lo yishmielu lehod omar Rav Yehuda omar Rav umate bo mishmir apchiyev iton alo v'chachomim petrin. So that means only Rav Yosef Rav Yehuda says gudachis, but the chachomim, they reject the whole concept of gudachis. So mimele, so he agrees with Ravune that if it's aim pochas mishleish abo, so then it's not a rishay yochid, because we don't say gudachis according to Rabbanon. So Omale Abaye Vatli Tizbere. So Abaye addresses himself to Rav Yosef, and he agrees with Rav Nachman. Vatli Tizbere Vatanya Amud Bishisarabim Gavia Sorov Rochav Dalet Vim Bikri Dalet Vish Bikosa Shalei Gimu Vizor Vilachal Gabov Chayev Alma Amrinon Gudachis Mechitzte Hochanami Gudachis Mechitzte. So Mide Yirye. Hosom havele mechitze shagdoim beikim bo, hoche havele mechitze shein agdoim beikim bo. So Rashi explains it that it's all part and parcel of a bias mem. It's not that it's all the hemshech of a bias mem. Now let's see the Rashi. V'lo imigudachis mechneget midas ror bon elyin lomato klon yedes at karkam bachutz. Atakam bachutz. Traskol inom ekiyud vone meiridin legeiv ayud. Shemidas hakone ilo lebegeiv vahakone in rochev habor. Elo shonayim remchitzat atraskol gudachis. Vinimtso makivis hakone. Vahavali hekif hamchitz in akarka. Ulemailo lishav yereish yereish sayochit. Vimzorak meshuzarabim vinoch al gabov chay. Umatbo yeshematim dover achi avalim asher apchion. Vachachomim petrim. Almo leamrino gudachis latem mechitzat luyo. So in other words, so that's the machlekes between Rav Nachman. You have to say that even the Chachomim agree, except the Aloch of Gudachis. V'oraye, because it says, Amud B'shus Rabim Gavi Asor V'rochem Dalet, and that's the Rabbonon, that's not Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, so we say Gudachis. V'im B'ikre Rochem Dalet, V'yish B'kotza Shalei Gimu, Eisi Kotza Shalikrei, She'eini Rochem Dalet, V'yish B'gei V'gimu, V'hain Rebuse, D'lek L'meim Alovud, M'mokim Shikol Rarbe L'karaka, Avlo Havrish Deyochet. So there is a Tesis Akashi. Monef Shech, if it's Gimu, so Mimele, so we cannot say, so there is no Lovud, and Mimele it's Mechitze Shagdoim Beikim Tach. So we have to say, in order to answer Tesis Akashi against Rashi, that Rashi
only says Rashi doesn't mean Yesh begeva gimel or more. If it's more than gimel, so then according to Rabbono Frebeisib Rabbi Yudei, we don't say good achis because it's mechitza shagdo in beit and tachtov. But he means Yesh begeva gimel, exactly gimel. Exactly gimel, not more than gimel, but just gimel. So the Kotel Shalei just gimel for him. And the Rabbonon also agree with the Aloch of Grachis. But if Gdoyim are baking Tachtov, so then it's Mevatel the Mechitze. Apparently Rashi holds that the height of a goat is 3 tvachim. The height of a goat, even of a small kid, a small goat, is 3 tvachim. So Mimele, true, he cannot apply the Aloche of Lovut. We can, because it's Gimel Tvachim. Only when it's Boches Megimel, we can say Lovut. But if it's Gimel, we cannot apply the Aloch of Lovut. But the Rabbonon also apply the Aloch of Gudachis. But don't apply the Aloch of Gudachis and the Yabosho because of Pkiyas Gdoim. But, so, when is the Pkiyas Gdoim? If it's more than Gimel. But if it is just Gimel Mitzumtzomeis, since the height of Gdoim itself is Gimel, so there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, so Memele, even according to the Rabbonon, we apply the Aloch of Gedachis. That's the Pshat Merash. The Amrin on Gedachis Mechitzte. So with Mechitzte, so with Neged Rov Ol Mato, Kilu Kuli Shob. Kilu Shob. So, Omale, Hochename, so Mide Iye, now, Al Hochename, Gedachis Mechitzte, Mide Iye. So it's all part, Kula Abay Omale Rav Yisif. Die hode meise reihe wir kommen petrim klum reile kan hat die traskel patra rabono no so it's one hemshech of a bayes memre and he says a baye is supporting Rav Nachman's memre, in other words that even according to rabono we should say by svino by svino gudachis because the rabono say gabi amud bish sarabim gavi asor rochav dalet veim bik dalet veim kotze shalei gimul, so we say gudachis. Why? Because since it's only gimul, not more than gimul, so memele gdoim cannot be baked in tachtov because the height of gdoim themselves is gimul. So memele even according to rabono we say gudachis, and the only reason is why by traskel they don't say gudachis because the kone is much more than gimel. So memele there is pkiyas doim, but mashenkin b'mayim when there is no pkiyas doim or just pkiyas dogim lo yishmo pkiya. This is how Rashi explains it. Umideiye hosom havelim mechitzes nagdoim beikim bo hoche havelim mechitzes nagdoim beikim bo. So in other words, according to Rashi, this is all part and parcel of Abaye's memre, and Abaye is supporting Rav Nachman, in other words, as against Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said that the Rabbonon of Rav Yosef and Rav Yude reject the concept of Gudachis altogether, whereas Rav Nachman says they do not reject, they only reject the concept of Gudachis by Traskel. So Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman. Why by Traskel they reject, the Rabbonon reject the concept of Gudachis? Because by Traskel, so there is a Pkiyas Gdoim. Masha'in came by Omud Bershus Arabim, where the Kotel Shalei is just Gimel, so there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, because the height of Gdoim themselves is Gimel Tvachim. So Mimele, even the Rabbonon agree that we say Gudachis. So Mimele, by Yam, by Svino, where there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, so we even according to Rabbonon we say Gudachis. So Mimele, Abaye is saying he supports Rav Nachman and against Ravune, that means by Bitzos the mission, so mitaltel in Bohen, even if aim be poches Mishlei Shabo. Why? Because we say Gudachis. We say Gudachis. Now, Teisve says another Pshat. Teisve says another Pshat in this union of Bitzos the mission. Alright, but this is Rashi's Pshat. This is Rashi's Pshat. Omalei Ravache Brei, the Ravache le Ravash. Gabi svina name oike pkias dog. So right. So bishlei me gabi omud bushus arabin gavi asor berochav dalet. Since the height of Gdoim is 3, so me mele when it is the kotzer part, he just gimel, so me mele, so there is no pkias doim. Mashein kim by svino, so you have pkias dogim, so you shouldn't say gudachis.
according to the Rabbanon from Israel. Kavisunin amu ikep kias dogi, omalei pkias dogi mlo ishme pki. Umino teimre, deboye minei raftavle. Mirobi, mechitza tluyo, mau shetata bechove. Vomalei im mechitza tluyo materes. Elo bemayo, kalu shimikilu chachomi bemayo. Vamayo ikep kias dogi, elo shmamino kias dogi mlo shmo pki. Lo shmo pki. I'm sorry that I have to finish the shiur now, because I have an appointment with someone. So, but you, for Tuesday, you should go over the sugya of Mechitza Tluyo in Erev Daf Pevov and in Suke Daf Tezayin, the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rabbi Yesi, whether Mechitza Tluyo is effective Kavi Suke or not. And so, I mean, so you should go over both the sugya. The two sugyas, the sugya in Sukkot after Zion, and also the sugya in Erev Daf Pevov, and also the Reb Chaim, the last part of the Reb Chaim, on the Inyan of Kaveres. So he points out that Rashi and the Rach in the sugya of Bisosa de Mishan, so they are litamai. And if you can look up in the Oruch, Erech Beitzo, and Erech Gud, but Gud is spelled there Gimul Dalet, not Gimul Vov Dalet. So you'll see that the Oruch mentions both Pshatim, the Rach's Pshat. In one place he mentions the Rach's Pshat, in another place he mentions the Rash's Pshat. But the way he mentions Rash's Pshat is different, a little different than Rashi. Because according to Rashi, so the Gemara of Bitzus Sedim Mishan has reference to the case, as I explained it, where the Tfanis Asvino are more than Yud. Because if they will be exactly Yud, so then Ravune wouldn't say that in Yesh Bipoches Megimul Arbo, so then it's alright. But the Oruch in Erech of Gud, in Erech of Beitzo, so he explains it like the Rach. But in the Erech of Gud, he explains it like Rashi, but he applies it to a case where the whole height of the Deifen Asvino is just 10. So the Oruch there is very strange. So, Pishleim, according to Rashi, that the height of the Svino is much more than 10, is 13 at least. So you can understand this why he says Vimalinu Kunevu Veneleslembo. Because from the point where you place the reeds, the canes, so you still have from that point on to the top of the Deifen Asvino, you still have 10 Tvochim. But according to the Oruch, so from that point on, you just have 7 Tvochim. So what kind of a mechitza is it? So he says, since from that point on, you have Dalet, so Mimele, it looks like a mechitza Yud over a Rech of Dalet all the way. I mean, but that is very strange. Okay. Of giving to Shul today, I wasn't able, so instead tomorrow I'll have to give a very long shiur in Yeridah. Now let's see the Rashi. Let's see the Rashi. We didn't go over the Rashi. There is Rashi's Pshat and the Rabbeisuf of Rashi's Pshat here in the Gemara. Now, so we saw that Rashi explains Ravune when Ravune says, "Avol yesh bipoches migimul arbo leslombo." So, "Avol yesh bipoches migimul arbo leslombo." In other words, the Svino goes like this, and then it starts to be Mishupe. It starts to be Mishupe. So up to here, it's straight. And then it starts to be Mishupe, and then the two Tfanim connect here. Connect here. So Ravune says, Lo yamor neleshein biporas mishlei shabo. In other words, when do we say that you cannot be mitaltel in that Tvino only if at the point where the Shipua starts?
the Shipua starts. So then when you're still, so it's Gimu Tvochim from the Karaka, Gimu Tvochim above the Karaka. Avo, Yejipoches Migimu Albo Leslimbo. So Rashi says, ולו יאמור בשיקות שלהם גבי השולש שירוכב דלג למטה בית של יגביע גימול מקקי עושי ואפילו יש בירור ביוד גיבה לא עם משטרה וכי מדיתחתי נסלב מחיצנינו אבל היא תלויה so even though the דייפן had a ספינו is much more than 10 but in view of the fact that where the שיפוע starts here the שיפוע starts so here it's above Gimut Vochim from the Karakas Vino, from this point. So Mimele, the Mechitz. So even though from the top of the Deve, up to here, where the Shipua starts, you have Yud, but it's Mechitzet Luyo. It remains suspended by Avia. If we don't say good Achis, that was the argument raised by Rav Nachman. But if we don't say, Ravune said, we don't say Gudachis. So Memela, that means, here it ends the Mechitze. Here it ends the Mechitze. So it's Mechitze Tluyo. So two we have, from here to here we have 10. But it ends Ba'avia. So it's Mechitze Tluyo. Mechitze Tluyo, Eino Materes. But, Avol Yesh Bipoches Migimu Gei Varecha Dalet. In other words, let's say, here the Shipua starts. And the Shipua starts, at the point where the Shipua starts, it's Poches Megimul from the Karkas Vino, it's Poches Megimul from here. So then, Sheatchele Igbiu Gimul Yechivu Dalet, Harein Kim Shaki Keose Eile, Atkanu Mechitzeres and Mechitzes. So we said, last time, because here we apply the aloha of Lovut, not of Lovut of Mechitzes, but Lovut of Keares Michte Damye. Now the question is, this aloha of Lovut, of Kol Poches Megimul Keares Michte Damye, what's the pshat? Is the pshat that it's considered as if the Chifetz is down, or we consider as if the Karka goes up? So we said that according to Rashi, now, we discussed that question in the Sugi of Kaveres. So we saw that the Melchame says, the Ramban says, that the Pshat in Lovut of Kol Poches Megimul Keares Michte Damye is not that the Chifetz goes down, but that the surface of the Karka goes up, as if there had been a bump, an elevation in the Karka. That's what the Ramban says. And Rashi Shite in Kaveres is that the Lovut over there is not the Lovut of Kol Poches Megimul, but the Lovut of Mechitzes. But as far as the Lovut of Kol Poches Megimul, Kares Michte Damye, Rashi agrees with the Ramban that the Pshat in Kol Poches Megimul, Kares Michte Damye is not that we consider that the Chifetz is on the Karke, but that the surface of the Karke goes up. There is an elevation. We imagine as that there is an elevation on the Karke. So here we apply the aloche of Kol Poches Megimul. Kisvines Michte Damye. The aloche of Lovut doesn't apply only to the Karka Oretz. It applies to the Karka Svina too. So in other words, if this point is two Tvochim from here, from the Karka Svino, so Memele we apply the aloche of Lovut, of Keares Michte Damye. In other words, of Kisvine Smichte Damye. And apparently, Rashi Shite is like the Ramban, that it means that it goes up. So we consider as if this, I can't bend my hand. So as if it goes up, and this goes up, so then it flattens out. So Memele, the Mechitze ends, it flattens out here. So where does the Mechitze end? Here. So it's not the Mechitze Tluya. This is how Rashi explains it. So, in other words, so we Avol Yesh Bipoches Megimul Gei Varechav Dalet She'ad Shelo Yigbiu Gimul Hirchiv Dalet Harein Ki Mishragos Eile, because we say Ke'ares Michte Damye, Kisvines Michte Damye. So, in other words, since this is two and a half Tvochim from here, so we consider as if this went up. The Karka Asvina here went up, and it was raised up to here, and this also went up, and it flattened out. Where did it flatten out? Not here. It flattened out here. some mele, so the mechitza ends at the karka. So some mele, it's not the mechitza kluya. This is Rashi. All right. Now, then Ravune says, v'malinu kone v'uvene les lombo. And suppose over here, where the shipua starts, here. So suppose he puts some reeds here, and so then less lambo. Why? So according to Rashi's pshat, that Ravune has reference to the case where from here to here you have 10. Not only from here to here you have 10, but from here to here you have 10. So mele, if you put reeds here, so from here to here you have a mechitza of 10, and it's certainly not a mechitza tluya, because the reeds, that's the ground of the swingo of the Rishus Ayochit. So it's certainly not a mechitza tluya. So this is what Rashi says. Uvene arovo tako vimalina ad mikei roch von harim sheres le tafel im yeish misvas reobon olomailo yud. So Rashi emphasizes bamedvon amurim, if you have from this point up to here 10. But suppose you have 10 only from this point up to here, not from this point, so then it's so you don't have a mechitze of 10 that is not luya. Alright. Now that's Rashi. So then Rav Nachman raised the question. Vilei megudachis mechitzte, miloi tanya rabi yeisi barab yudei meya, no atzkone bioshus arabi, uvereishi traskol vizorak vinoch al gabov chayev, al maamrino megudachis mechitzte, hochename ne megudachis mechitzte. So even though this is gimul tvochim, gimul or more than gimul tvochim, from here, so, but we still should say gudachis, so memele. So true, here it's the Shipua starts. Let us say that this goes down in an erect position, not in the Shipua position. In erect position. So it will go down till the Karkayam. So Mele, it's not a Mechitza Tluya. So it's not a Mechitza Tluya. Miloi Tanye. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yudah, Imanu Atzkonu, Bishis Rabbim, Rishit Rasku, Yoron, Rav, Chayo, Amorim, Gizvach, Mechitzte, Ochanam, Nim, Gizvach, Mechitzte. Maskif lo Rav Yisrael, Vilo Yishmiel, Oho, 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 Omar, Rav Yudah, Omar, Rav, Umotibu, Mishim, Rav Chiyot, Onar, Chachomim, Petrin. So that means, Chachomim reject the whole concept of Gudachis. Under all circumstances, the Gudachis is to be rejected. This is what Rav Yisrael said. Omar, Abaye, no. The Chachomim don't reject the whole concept of Gudachis under all circumstances. In only under certain circumstances they reject. The atletism of Atani Amul Shis Ram Gavia Sor of Dalin Gadalit, because it's like Gimu Zog Nahagab Chayim, Alma Gizachim Chitste, Hokanam Gizachim Chitste. So, but the Chachomim Achilik and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yudei, so Mideir, yet it's part and parcel of a bias memory. So it's a hemshach of a bias memory. Mideir, Hosom Havel Mechitze Shagdoim Bakimbo, Hokahavel Mechitze, Shein Agdoim Bakimbo. So in other words, when do the Rabbonon, when are the Rabbonon chilek and the Din of Gudachis where there is a Pkiyas Gdoim? But here by Svino there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, so even the Rabbonon, or by Amud, there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, so even the Rabbonon will be made that we say Gudachis Mechitzte. So Mele, so Abaye agrees with Rav Nachman against Ravune, and he says that even if from here to here, even at this point where the Shipua starts, so is more than Gimul Tvochim from the Karkas Vino, so it's still alright coming out because we say Gudachis and it goes down up to the Karkayam. This is what he says. Alright, so then he asked him, but Gabi Svino, there is no Pkiyas Gdoim, there is Pkiyas Dogim, so Pkiyas Dogim Losh Mopki. Now let's see the whole Rashi. We went over the day before yesterday, but let's go over again. Umatubo, I mean the Rashi we didn't go over. Umatubo, Yeshe Matim Dova Lachia Lemish Rafriyoma, the Chachomim Petrin, Alma Amun Gedachis Latim Chitza Tuyo, the Atletis Bad Amrika Gavni, Vein Bikri Rochev Dalet, Vyesh Bikotza Shalay Gimu, Esi Kotza Shalikri Shin Rochev Dalet, Yesh Begiva Gimu, Vain Rebusa Lekomema Lovud, Mimokim Shkuli Rochve, Shekolo Rochve Likaraka, Avlo Havarish Sayochi. So the Kashi is, but so it's Pkiyas Doim. So we said that apparently Rashi holds that the height of Doim is Gimel Tvachim. So Memele, if it is just Gimel, not more than Gimel, so it's saying there is no Pkiyas Doim. By Traskel, so there is a big hollow, much more than Gimel. So there is Pkiyas Doim. Mashink in here, there is just a Gimel. So the height of the Gdoim themselves is Gimel. So there is no Pkiyas Gdoim. So Memele, even according to Rabbanan, we say Gdachis. Damrin Gdachis Luchis, they saw him Chesel Mechneget Rochbo, Ulematikul Kolam Shove, Hochaname Bitsis, and the Mishname Gdachis. Midiye, Hosom Kul Abayom, Rabbi Yisiv, the Hode Maiserai Rachom Patrim, Kulum Rai Likano, the Traskul to Patrabonot, Mishnav Mechitze Shagdoim Bakimbo, Milmato Boret, Tahas Mechitze, a Traskul, Shem Shutes Lau, Palpol Hotzat, Upkias Doim Gakeris Lima Gudachis, Sharim Tachteo, Avul Bisvino Lekep Kias Doim, Shem Hoib Tachteen, the Himbam within the Rishach Babylab Tahashipue, Shein Elamat, Pkias Dogim Loshmo Pkie. You see, Drashis Loshnis, Vichim Beamud, in Derechli Ischaker Bey, Vilavir Tachashipue, Shinomat. Why does Rashi say in Derechli Ischaker Bey? Because Rashi Shite is that the height of Gdoim is 3 Tvachim. So if the Gdi would be Mitzamtzim itself and, you know, strain itself to push itself through, it will be possible for the Gdi. But it's not the derech of Igdi to be mitzamtz himself and to bend down so much. So mimele, there is no pkiyas gdoy. Pkiyas dogim lo shmo pkiye, lifi sheino nire. Alright. Bichurve she derech li is mechitzis. Li is bo mechitzis nofu tachtim chayom esu mailo ut luis. Mayu she tate li tato bichurve she li iti putzo li shosrad. So what was the answer? Omalei mechitzet tluyo materes elo b'mayi. Kalu sheikilu chachomim b'mayim. Elo b'mayim k'lizustre sheilemaylo menayam, ditnam b'irem deise mechitze tluyo soviv, u'mimale v'chim b'yo shebein shtei chatziris. V'cholku b'mechitze tluyo m'malo, m'malo ize mikam v'ize mikam, v'yaf al pi, shelo yivu, so that's the Mishne neirem. Hoike p'kiyas dogim, elo shmamino p'kiyas dogim lo shmipki. Gabizus, voike pkias dogin, gabizus, kach nira shite zubin. Val mashe pirush rabbeisa. So then there is the pirush of the rabbeisa, which is a very strange pshat. Tomak, shehim pirushu, according to Rashi, so midiyoye is a hemshech of Abaye's memory. In other words, Abaye, so the maskone of the Gemore is supporting Rav Nachman, not Rav Chiya, not Ravun. But the rabbeisa, I say something else. The high midi here, yeah, hosom, mishim the havel, mechitze shagdoim, bacon bo. So, not as Rashi explains that it's Abaye saying it, but it's not Rabaye, it's Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is retorting back to Abaye. Abaye said, Abaye agreed with Rav Nachman that Gabi Svino, which is the mission. We should say the aloha of Gudachis, according to Rabbanan of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehude. So the Midiyoye, so Rabbi Yisef is saying it. What did Rabbi Yisef say? Rabbi Yisef, so he agreed with Ravune. So the Midiyoye, Rabbi Yisef is saying. So in other words, according to the rabbis of Rashi, the maskone of the Gemara, according to Rashi's pshat, the maskone of the Gemara is like Rav Nachman, not like Ravune. But according to the rabbis of Rashi, the maskone of the Gemara is like Ravune. Oh, midi yehosu mishnadam mechizak doim beikimbo. Rav Yisik omad la Abaye. Hoche midi yehoye. Har da amud lidoche. Because what did Abaye say? Abaye agreed with Rav Nachman that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude agreed that there is a din of Gudachis. There is a din of Gudachis by Svino. This is what Abaye said. So Rabbi Yisib said no. That according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yude, there is no Gudachis. There is no Gudachis by Svino either. So the Midiyoye, that's Rabbi Yisib. Midiyoye hardamut lidehoche. Hoso mishum dehave mechitzo shagdoim beikimbo. Utzricho ligudachis. Hilkach amrinam bo gudachis. Avol gabi svino. So in other words, so Rav Yosef is saying to Abaye, why do you say Abaye?
that the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisib and Rabbi Yudah admit there is a din of Gudachis by Svino. Why? Because they admit the din of Gudachis Gabi Omud. Where by Omud. So Rav Yisib is saying, no, the Rabbonon admit the din of Gudachis Gabi Omud. Why? Because Gabi Omud, so it's Agdoyim Beitimbo. Omud is Gdoyim Beitimbo. According to the Rabbis of Rashi, so Gdoyim is Beitimbo. In other words, according to Rashi's Pshat, that the Omud, the Kotzer Shalei is Gimel, so Memele, the Rabbis of, so Rashi holds that even though it's Gimel, so it's saying Gdoyim Beitim Tachto, because the height of the Gdoyim is also Gimel. But the Rabbis of Rashi hold, no. Since we see even from Rashi that it's possible for the goats to push themselves through if they strain themselves and they bend down to the maximum. So Memele the Rabbis of Rashi hold that where the Kotzer is Gimel, so that's considered Gdoyim Beitim Tachto. So that's why the Rabbonon made it, because by Omud, where the Kotzer is Gimel, so it's there is Pkias Doim. So where there is Pkias Doim, then we do say Gudachis according to the Rabbonon. We do say Gudachis.